Hello and welcome to the EFT Zone Spotlight. Today we're highlighting Grant Connolly. Grant is from Toronto, Canada, and is the developer of the Z-Point process for instant emotional healing. Listen in as Grant Connolly talks about the Z-Point process and the many ways you can use it in your life.
The Z-Point process is a very simple means of releasing patterns of behavior, feelings, all manner of different things, memories, very similar to EFT, except it's a lot simpler and it seems to be a lot faster. And in some ways, it's deeper as well. Now, that's a personal observation of mine, and I certainly would suggest to people before they accept that for themselves that they certainly investigate it a little further. It's been a process itself to create this. It all started in, I guess, about the summer of 2003. I was doing a lot of work on myself, you know, and I was using EFT at that time almost exclusively. I was also using TAT, Tapas Fleming's modality, but mostly EFT. I found for myself that I was searching for something else, and I didn't know what it was at that time, but I needed something more. I was sharing an apartment with someone. They had purchased the BSFF manual, and I looked at it, and I read it over, and it just didn't really resonate with me for some reason. I don't really know why, but the idea of using a cue word and a healing program did appeal to me, and I thought this could be really worked with. And then I had an experience where the whole concept, the whole idea of Z-Point came to me in a flash, and it was just, boom, it was right there. The concept of it. It took a while after that, a year and a half or so, to really work out the details. But the idea of it and how we can affect these energy structures, which we create with our thoughts, and we affect these things with our thoughts again. The idea being that whatever we place our awareness on, place our focus on, we affect that, whether it's physical matter or whether it's just a thought. We affect it every time we place our awareness on that thing. And that's really what we're doing with Z-Point. We are affecting, in this case, we're affecting energetic structures by using our thoughts and by using our intention to affect those energetic structures. And when we say our cue word, we're activating a healing program that we simply read into our subconscious mind. And that healing program is in itself simply an intention, a very powerful intention, that whenever we say our cue word and whenever we focus on a thought or a feeling or a pattern that makes us feel uncomfortable, that simply by saying our cue word, we can release that thought, that feeling, that memory, that belief, whatever it happens to be that we focus our awareness on. And as we repeat our cue word over and over again, the healing program accesses deeper and deeper layers in all parts and all aspects of our being. And so it does. There's a bit of a difference, obviously. Coming from a place where I used EFT on a daily basis, and I did this with my clients as well, I was very comfortable with it. But what happens is when you start using Z-Point, you first of all start using it for yourself, and you find out that it's something that you can use in the moment. And you can, if you're not feeling good about something, anything, you can release it right there and then. You don't have to worry about tapping on your face in a crowded elevator. Or I recall one time I was driving in my car and I was using EFT and I was tapping on my face as I was driving along. I was upset about something. And I looked over and I see this guy looking at me like I have two heads. And he thought I was crazy. What's this man doing tapping on his face like that? Well, you don't have to worry about that with Z-Point because it's all internal. You can be in a crowded elevator and you can't even move, but you can be using Z-Point, saying your cue word and releasing whatever feelings that you're feeling at that particular time. It's just easy. It's very simple, and people who like simplicity And the reason why I was drawn to EFT in the first place is because it was a very simple idea. So people who like that idea of being able to do something that's very simple will be attracted to Z-Point. And by the way, I'm not saying that you shouldn't use EFT, because I think it's a marvelous thing. I'm saying that once you start using something like Z-Point that's really simple and really easy, you would tend to use more of it. It's really nice to have a nice productive EFT session. The main difference between EFT and Z-Point is that after a Z-Point session, it leaves you feeling incredibly relaxed, incredibly peaceful, and it feels like somebody has taken a huge weight off your shoulders, quite literally. So there's a physical, emotional component to Z-Point that isn't present in any other modality that I'm aware of. It's in the way it makes you feel when you do it, when you use it. I tell the story of a person who has a clogged drain, for example, and they call in Roto-Rooter, and Roto-Rooter puts this long whatever thing down into the drain and with a circulating head, and what its purpose is to release the clog. And the homeowner knows that this thing should go right out to the road, and this little head will make an appearance out there after it clears the clog. With Z-Point, what happens is you put that Roto-Rooter head down, and you look outside expecting to see that head, that rotating head at your curb, and you look out and you see it sticking up from your neighbor's yard. Here's the thing. When you do things in a very general way, you get unexpected results, but generally it's the results that you need to see that are necessary versus what you think it should be, the way you believe. You're trying to force things again rather than allowing the universe to have its say, allowing the larger consciousness of which we are part to have its say as to what happens. That's the reason why we do things in a very general way with Z-Point, because we make allowances for this larger intelligence or larger aspect of ourselves that we don't necessarily control or that we can't control. And it seems to work out. If we take that into account and we make our statements very general, it ends up releasing us of things that we wouldn't have imagined.
You've been listening to Grant Connolly on the EFT Zone Spotlight. Grant is from Toronto, Canada, and is the developer of the Z-Point process. If you'd like to know more about Z-Point or want to contact Grant, his website is www.zpointprocess.com. Thanks for listening to the EFT Zone Spotlight.